Have you ever walked out of an aviation medical examiner's office frustrated, not because of your heart or your blood pressure, but because of your eyes? I'm Tower, and this is ATs on Radio Hangar today. We're talking about something that grounds more pilots than you might expect, the vision portion of your FAA medical exam. And here's the thing. There might be one simple change you can make before your next appointment that dramatically improves your chances of sailing through it. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's get into it. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, or AOPA, recently published a piece with a headline that caught my attention. It said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that one simple change can dramatically improve your performance on the vision test. Now that sounds like clickbait, but there's actually solid substance behind it, and it's worth your time as a pilot who depends on that medical certificate. Here's what you need to know. The vision standards for your FAA medical aren't just about whether you can read the eye chart. There are several components: distance, visual acuity, near vision, color vision, and your field of vision. For a third class medical, you need 20/40 or better in each eye, corrected or uncorrected, and 20/40 near vision. Second and first class bump that up to 20/20 distance. These aren't negotiable numbers. You either meet them or you don't walk out with a certificate that day. Now, the simple change AOPA is highlighting comes down to preparation, and I don't mean cramming for an eye test. I mean actually taking care of your eyes before you show up. The number one thing? Get a current prescription if you wear corrective lenses. This sounds obvious, but you would be amazed how many pilots walk into their medical exam wearing glasses that are 2, 3, even 5 years out of date. Your eyes change. Slowly, sure, but they change. And if your prescription is even slightly off, you might fail a test you would have passed easily with updated lenses. Let me give you some real numbers on why this matters. The FAA processes roughly 400,000 medical applications a year. Vision-related issues are consistently among the top reasons for deferrals and denials, particularly for pilots over the age of 40. That's not because these pilots are going blind. It's because presbyopia, the gradual loss of near-focusing ability, creeps up on everyone. It's a normal part of aging. By the time you hit your mid-40s, your near vision has almost certainly changed from where it was at your last eye appointment. So here's the practical advice. Schedule an eye exam with an optometrist or ophthalmologist at least 2 to 4 weeks before your aviation medical. Not the day before, 2 to 4 weeks. Why the buffer? Because if you need a new prescription, you need time to get new glasses or contacts made, and you need a few days to adjust to them. Walking into your AME appointment with brand new progressive lenses you got yesterday is almost as bad as walking in with an old prescription. Your eyes need time to adapt. And while you're at the eye doctor, there's another conversation worth having. Tell them you're a pilot. Tell them about the specific vision standards you need to meet. A good eye care professional can optimize your prescription for aviation purposes. For example, if you wear progressive lenses, the corridor width and the placement of the near vision zone matters when you're scanning instruments and then looking outside at traffic. Some lens designs work better in a cockpit than others. Your eye doctor won't know to consider this unless you tell them. Now let's talk about color vision for a moment, because this is the other area that trips people up. The standard test is the Ishihara pseudo isochromatic plates. Those are the circles made up of colored dots where you're supposed to see a number. If you have any degree of color vision deficiency, and roughly 8% of men do, this test can be a real source of anxiety. Here's the thing, if you've failed the Ishihara plates before, you're not necessarily grounded forever. The FAA has alternative testing methods. The Farnsworth Lantern test, sometimes called the PhLANT, is one option. There's also the Signal Light test, which can be administered at certain flight standards district offices. And if you can pass an operational color vision test, you can get a letter of evidence that essentially clears you going forward. The key with color vision is knowing where you stand before you walk into the AME's office. If you know you have difficulty with color plates, talk to your AME ahead of time. Have a plan. Don't let it be a surprise that derails your entire appointment. This affects you if you're approaching your next medical, especially if you're in that over 40 category where presbyopia is a factor. But honestly, it applies to everyone. I've seen 25-year-old student pilots fail the vision test because they needed a mild correction they didn't even know about. They'd never had an eye exam in their adult life. They could see fine for driving and daily activities, but 20/40 on a Snellen chart is a specific standard, and fine for driving doesn't always cut it. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. It's not just about one trick. It's about treating the vision portion of your medical with the same pre-flight discipline you'd apply to an actual flight. You wouldn't take off without checking your fuel. Don't walk into your medical without checking your eyes. A couple more practical tips while we're on this subject. If your medical is scheduled for first thing in the morning, know that your eyes may actually test slightly differently than they would in the afternoon. Some people have mildly better acuity later in the day after their eyes have had time to fully wake up and stabilize. It's a small factor, but if you're on the borderline, scheduling your appointment for mid-morning or early afternoon instead of 7 a.m. might make a marginal difference. Also, hydration matters more than people realize. Dry eyes can blur your vision just enough to affect a test result. If you're someone who relies on artificial tears, use them. If you wore your contact lenses for 16 hours yesterday and your eyes are tired, consider whether you want to test in contacts or glasses. Talk to your AME about which option gives you the best result. And here's one more thing that AOPA touched on that I think is worth emphasizing. If you do fail the vision portion, it is not the end of the world. Your AME can defer your application to the FAA's Aerospace Medical Certification Division in Oklahoma City. From there, you can provide additional documentation from your eye care provider. Maybe your glasses prescription was wrong that day. Maybe you were tested under suboptimal conditions. The FAA has pathways for these situations. It takes time and paperwork, yes. But a deferral is not a denial. For those of you flying under basic med instead of a traditional FAA medical, the vision requirements still exist, but they're evaluated by your personal physician rather than an AME. The standards are similar. You still need adequate vision for safe flight, but the process can be a little more flexible in how it's assessed. Either way, the advice is the same. Know your vision status, keep your prescription current, and prepare. Let me bring this back to the big picture for a second. Your medical certificate is your license to fly. Everything else, your ratings, your currency, your proficiency, none of it matters if your medical lapses or gets denied. And vision is the one area where a small amount of preparation yields an outsized benefit. We're not talking about managing a complex cardiac condition or navigating the special issuance process for diabetes. We're talking about getting an eye exam and updating your glasses. That's it. That's the simple change. So, if your medical is coming up in the next few months, put it on your calendar. Call your eye doctor this week. Get a comprehensive exam. Update your prescription if needed. Give yourself time to adjust. Walk into that AME's office knowing exactly where your vision stands. This one came from AOPA, and they've got additional details and resources on their site if you want to dig deeper into the medical certification process. That's your ATIS brief for today. I'm Tower. Go get your eyes checked, and I'll see you next time at RadioHangar.com.